It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The United States intends to punish countries who use technology to spy on their own citizens and commit violence against them as a result. President Obama announced the policy yesterday.
I've signed an executive order that authorizes new sanctions against the Syrian government and Iran and those that abet them for using technologies to monitor and track and target citizens for violence. These technologies should be in place to empower citizens, not to repress them.
Conventional wisdom used to be that if there's an open internet, a repressive government is doomed. Ron Diebert from the Monk School of Global Affairs at the University of Toronto says that's no longer the case.
Countries like Iran, Syria are becoming much more savvy about how to use those very same technologies to isolate and identify individuals that are involved in anti-regime activism. I think it's instructive, for example, that whereas Egypt took a rather cumbersome step of blocking the internet entirely for a period of a few days, Syria actually unblocked sites like Facebook and YouTube. Why did they do that? Probably because it enables them to more readily engage in surveillance.
Obama's order is about countries who inflict violence after spying on citizens. The practice of using modern technology to gather data about citizens, on the other hand, is not limited to Syria or Iran. It happens in countries all over the world, including the U.S.
The United States government forces phone companies and internet providers to build wiretapping capabilities into their networks.
Privacy researcher Chris Segoyan says the actual technology is not all that sophisticated, and that once American companies had engineered that ability, it only made sense to make it available to other countries when exporting the technology abroad.
So really, the initial demand came from the United States, and the problematic uses that we're objecting to now are when they're being used by governments that we're not so friendly with, but you know, we should acknowledge that basically every government at this point spies on its citizens' internet and telecommunications use, and this is sort of the normal state.
That's Chris Segoyan. And now, Tech Report Vegetables. You need vegetables so your brain can grow big and strong.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables.
Thanks, Beach Boys. Intel has debuted its Ivy Bridge processors. The processor is the brain of the computer. Lets you move the cursor, click on stuff, turns what you want to do on a computer into a thing that happens on the computer. And it uses lots of transistors to do that. The transistors on the Ivy Bridge processors are crazy small, you guys. 22 nanometers. 4,000 could fit across a human hair. And get this, the transistors have fins, bumps, ridges. They allow the system to be 20% more efficient and powerful than what's out there now. So, here's what this all means for you. Your battery will last longer, your computer will run better, your graphics will look nicer. See, now you know why computers are getting zippier. I told you vegetables were important.
Your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Well, you're in luck. We have one. Just go to marketplacetech.org and register to get an email written by us with the top tech stories delivered to you each day. There are often jokes in it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.